Nice to see you all. Now, I've got a book with me this morning that's got two lovely words on it that's got Holy Bible. So let me find out what you might know about the Bible. Can anyone tell me how many books there are in the Bible? Do you know that? Hard question, yes? 66, the man is right first time. Good, 66 books in the Bible. Can anyone tell me what the first book in the Bible is? The first book, this girl. Genesis, and the last book? What's the last book in the Bible? Yes? Revelation. So you've got it well. The first book is Genesis. This last book is Revelation. And there are 66 books in the Bible. Can anyone tell me who wrote the Bible? Whose book is the Bible? Whose book is the Bible? It's God's book. But you know what? There are over 40 different people that God used to write all the books in the Bible. And it was written over a period of, listen to this, 1,600 years. It's a wonderful book. But you know what, boys and girls? I have found this wherever I've gone, and even whenever I was a lot younger, and maybe you can see that, there's some people, whenever they read the Bible, they think, the Bible is a very boring book. You see, they look at the Bible and they think, you know, I'm not really very interested in the Bible because there's lots of things I would rather do than read the Bible. What sort of things do boys and girls like to do rather than read the Bible, and the Bible just seems rather boring? What sort of things do you like to do that are exciting? Do you like playing games? Computer games? Do you like playing with your friends? You do. You see, there's lots of things that boys and girls love to do, and they say to themselves, the Bible is really a very boring book. And that's why boys and girls oftentimes they don't come to Sunday school and they don't like going to children's meeting and things like that because they think, well, the Bible's not really very interesting. And that's the way I used to think as well. But then I went to Sunday school and I learned that there were stories in the Bible. And there were lots of stories in the Bible that I really enjoyed reading. And so the Bible wasn't just a boring book that just sort of looked like blank pages. It was a book that had lots of stories. Now, what sort of stories do you find in the Bible? Well, look, there's one there that talks about Jesus being born. Who can tell me where Jesus was born? Anybody know that one? Yes. In a stable, and what was the name of the town? Yes. Begins with B. Yes. Bethlehem. You see, and you can learn stories in the Bible. And not just where Jesus was born, but there are stories about Jesus walking on the water, feeding 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But you know, I also learned the story about how Jesus died on the cross. And Jesus died on the cross not for any bad things that he had done, but for the bad things and the wrong things that I had done. But he didn't stay dead. After he died, what happened 3 days later? Yes. He rose again. And you see, boys and girls, as I began to read that, the Bible just wasn't just a blank pages and boring, but I found the Bible had lots of interesting stories. But you know what? Whenever I was 13, I became a Christian. And the Bible became a living book to me. You see, it wasn't just a book of really boring and things that I didn't like to read. And it wasn't just a story book. But whenever I became a Christian, boys and girls, the Bible became a living book. You see, I realized that whenever Jesus died on the cross, he died on the cross for my sins. And whenever he died on that cross, he died not for the wrong things but that he had done, but for the wrong things that I have done. And not only that, but I learned that he had rose again. And if I came to put my trust in him, he would become my savior. And you know what? After I became a Christian, the Bible just wasn't an old boring book with blank pages. It wasn't even just a story book. But you know, when I became a Christian, the Bible became a living book because Jesus became a real person to me. I wonder this morning, is the Bible a real book to you because Jesus is a real person? You see, anybody who's not a Christian, they think, I don't enjoy reading it. Other people, they think it's just a storybook. But whenever you become a real Christian, the Bible becomes a living book. And so, boys and girls, could I encourage you, You read your Bible. Make sure you read it every day. But most of all, come to know the Lord Jesus. Because when you come to know him, the Bible is a wonderful book and you can really learn lots from it because Jesus is your Savior.